This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Mike and Amy Aiken, who are showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Background in music. I don't remember a time when I haven't played music. The latest CD is called Wayward Troubadour, and it is pretty much what I've been for a long time. Amy and I, we've been at it a long time. We've been living on sailboats for the last 27 years and sailing all over. We're based out of Canadian Maritime, Canada, and Spain, and the Caribbean, playing music all throughout and gaining influences of wherever we're from. So that's really helped in my songwriting and putting it together. What do you think, Amy?
I think you covered it.
So tell us a little bit about how you became a duo as opposed to solo musicians.
Oh, well, I don't know. It just kind of happened that way. We've been together for a long time, and I've always done harmonies and choral stuff, and just kind of dive in or be it's left just, well, behind.
Got to be part of the music.
And it was sort of so when we started, it was I had always played in bands. Really, is what had happened, and I gave up the band career so we could go long distance sailing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the bandmate that you hate to have toward the end of my band career. I was the guy who was never prepared because we were working on a sailboat that could cross oceans, you know, so I was like that guy that I didn't want to be. And then when we took off and went, I thought, my music career is, I'm probably killing it here. But what I found was, without the crutch of a band, I started writing a ton. And like I spoke before, with the influences, you know, we found we'd sail into a port and it was sort of novel, but we'd have gigs in the Azores, then we had gigs in Spain and France, then we had, you know, anywhere we went. And when it came to just a duo, and Amy heard the songwriting, you know, she started really coming in with the vocals and songwriting together. When after about 10 years, we came back to the States, sort of like the Blues Brothers with a suitcase full of songs, you know, to record and started looking. We found a 1941 ex-Navy harbor tug that had the engines pulled out, the tanks pulled out, and we went into the below deck area. We had this available to us for free, and we built a pro studio in it.
Wow.
And found out at that point that that Amy's ear was really good. She was really good at engineering, so she started the record label that I'm on, and recorded a bunch of other people and all in the tugboat studio. So it just sort of was an evolvement of how it went. Neat. And then I think three records there, and I was signed to a label in Nashville. And it's just been going. So
great. So tell us what the spark was for the song you're going to play for us.
All right.
Excellent question.
People tell me for years, you never write love songs. You don't write love songs. Well, I do write love songs, but sometimes they're just different. You know, so actually I wrote this song for Amy for our 25th year anniversary is where this song came from.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Okay. Song called Everything Changed when I met her, you know? So.
Ready?
Mm. 1, 2, 3. Nothing would ever be the same. That's when everything changed. All these years later, I'm surprised every day. Someone sweet as you ain't thrown me away. I keep on waiting for the other shoe to drop. On my heart, I feel a knock, knock, knock. And it's you, you, you walk in my door. And the sun shines like it never did before. Nothing, nothing would ever be the same. That's when everything, everything changed. Yeah. All these years later, I'm surprised every day. Someone sweet as you ain't thrown my ass away. I keep on waiting for the other shoe to drop. When on my heart I feel a knock, knock, knock. And it's you, you, you walk in my door. And the sun shines like it never did before. No, nothing, I mean nothing, ever be the same.
Use that song if you get in a doghouse.
Yeah. Well, it's been done.
So, Casey Cafe Radio is based in the Kansas City metro area. So, tell us about your show that you got coming up.
Yeah, on October 26th, just a few short months away, we'll be at the Whistle Stop Antique Concert Series, which is in Belton. So just south of town. This will be our third time there. We love heading for the area. It's beautiful. People are beautiful, and it's always it just feels like family. So we're really looking forward to it.
And if you're not familiar with that concert series, it's really interesting. It's a big old antique store, and she just moves everything out of the way to provide a performance area. But for the attendees, you know, you're sitting in, I mean, old antique furniture. There's chandeliers hanging. It's whatever's going through the store at that point. It's a lot of fun.
I'm glad we live on a
Real
boat because it's always tempting. And we have no place for any of it. So it's, But anyway, you can learn more about that from our website, mikeakinmusic.com, and also videos and all that good stuff. So
great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in
Thanks
today
for
and sharing.
Thank
your
you for
music.
Having us.
Appreciate
this is a great space.
It.
Thanks.